السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وجاهدوا في الله حق جهاده واجتباكم وما جعل عليكم في الدين من حرج صدق الله العظيم. Ulama Ikiram, most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa. In the Monday night majlis, we're discussing the state of the Muslim Ummah. To some extent we discussed the problem which the Ummah is facing throughout the world, especially in Iraq, in Palestine, at the present moment. The solution to all these problems lies in only one thing, and that is to get back to the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And as I stated, that Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith sharif states very, very clearly, A'malukum ummalukum. Whatever your actions and deeds are going to be, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will appoint such kind of rulers over you. But in this return to the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, everything is covered. Jihad is also part of that same deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ruju ila Allah does not mean that we must only make dua, we must only make namaz, we must only make zikr and tasbihat. It also includes jihad. But for everything there are conditions, there are sharait, that when is it maqbool, when does it become acceptable to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when does Allah ta'ala's nusrat and help comes. As I stated, for those who may not have been here, that it is not necessary that every person who is engaged in a kind of jihad is indeed a mujahid. That hadith sharif of reported by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, which he himself, when he used to report, he used to fall down unconscious. There was no question of faking unconsciousness. They were not like us. There was no pretense business. He just couldn't get himself to relate that hadith sharif. On one occasion when he was relating it, three times he commenced, he falls down unconscious, gets up again. And which hadith sharif is that? The mafhum of which is this, that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will call a shaheed. Allah ta'ala will call a qari. And qari in those days did not mean only a person who knew qiraat. It means the person who was an alim of deen. He had the knowledge of deen. He knew the Quran. He knew the sunnah. He knew the hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will call a very generous person who spent out of his money in good causes, in abundance. Each one will be questioned, what did you do in your life? And each one will say, oh Allah, I did this, I did that. The shaheed will say that I even gave my life. The qari will say, I recited the Quran Sharif. I taught the Quran Sharif. I made tafsir of the Quran Sharif. The generous person will say, I built masjids, madrasas. I went for Hajj and Umrah. And I supported all good causes. All these people will be told that indeed what you are saying is the truth, that you did do all these things. However, your saying that you did it for my pleasure, that is not correct. You did it so that you may get name and fame. So you got it in the world. Now you go to Jahannam. So you can see that the person did great amals. But because there was not, because sincerity and ikhlas was not in it, therefore in spite of all these amals, they went to Jahannam. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Alayhi, he used to say, Bohat se log namaze par par ke Jahannam mein jayenge. Quran ki tilawat kar kar ke Jahannam mein jayenge. Zikr, azkar, tasbihat kar kar ke Jahannam mein jayenge. Sadqat aur khairat kar kar ke Jahannam mein jayenge. Isliye ikhlas bahut zaruri hai. So this ikhlas, if the person has got, then that jihad will also become jihad. Then that giving of the life will be shahadat. And then the stages of that person will be such that we cannot even imagine. Such high stages Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give. Then the stages of that qari and the stages of that alim and the stages of that mufassir and muhaddis will be such that the angels will also be making ash ash on the day of Qiyamah, that we wish we were in their position when they will be given all the rewards. And then the status of that generous person also will be such that people will be envying that person. So it's just that change of niyat. So at present, unfortunately, in most countries of the world where wars are being waged, there is a lack of ikhlas. It is not for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. It is for land, it is for oil, it is for wealth, it is for the protection of one's palaces and one's kingdom. Although even if a Muslim state wages war for the protection of its borders and for the protection of its wealth and the protection of its people, all that is jihad. But it must not be just for personal reasons. Nevertheless, whatever success and victory I mentioned that in the time of the Sahaba-i-Kiram and right through, if you have to look at history, the success and victory of the Muslims was never ever on the basis of how much of might they had, how much of power they had militarily, how much of forces and army did they have, how much of equipment did they have. All the battles, if you have to look at it, their victory was on the nusrat and the help and the madad of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They went, they had to make the effort, they did whatever they had to do. They made tadbir, they had to make use of the means. But they never ever trusted in those means. And when they went in the hope of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's help, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent down the angels to assist them and help them. So in this war also which is taking place, we must have good hope and we must have a good opinion of our brothers, our sisters, and of the army and of the military. We must have a good opinion that inshallah their niyat is to protect the Islamic State from oppression, from tyranny, and to break the back of the pride of these enemy forces. So whatever little victory and success we are seeing, it is because of the du'as of the people throughout the world. We must not think that it is on the basis of their military might and power. If we have to look at the military might and power, then Iraq had a far bigger army, larger army, and they had more equipment in 91 than they have now. In fact, now it was as if there was going to be a walkover. But yet at that time it was completely destroyed. And this time at least they are giving them a run for their money. But the sad part is, as I mentioned, that those who were shouting down with America, and down with that shaitan, now when that shaitan and that American forces are right at their doorstep, that is at the doorsteps of Iran, Then where are they gone? Why have they become like a mouse? In Makkah Mukarramah, they can go and shout, down with America. So now you didn't even have to go to America. They are here at your doorstep. So it shows there's so much of munafiqat, so much of hypocrisy. Where is that brotherhood gone? As far as Kuwait is concerned, as far as the other states that are there, Bahrain and Qatar and all of those states, well, we can say they are puppets, they are sellouts, and they've already bartered their iman and everything else. But we are talking about these states which were, on whom they had some kind of hope that they are a powerful nation and they can assist. Why can't they even throw one missile or one bomb to say that we were in the side of the Muslims? Nothing. So what is the behind this little successes that the Iraqi people are achieving? It is nothing, wallah, it is nothing but the deep-hearted du'as of the people of the world, the Muslims, the ulama, the mashayikh, the awliya, those who have seen so much of the oppression and tyranny of these enemies of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they are pouring their hearts out. And that's why sometimes we see storms, and sometimes they say that it was friendly fire, and sometimes they say cold, this accident, and sometimes this and that, but all that walkover business is not there. So there is again this, nothing else that we can do from here except assist those who are suffering with our wealth, with our monies, but especially du'as. It can really turn tables. Right from the time of the Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam up till now, it is this weapon of du'a which can produce miracles. Look at history right through. So we'll continue from where we left off. آج کل ظلم و ستم اور شور و شر ہیں جزو دین آج کل ظلم و ستم اور شور و شر ہیں جزو دین داخل تہذیب ہیں مکر و فریب اور بغض و کین آج کل ظلم و ستم اور شور و شر ہیں جزو دین داخل تہذیب ہیں مکر و فریب اور بغض و کین آسماں پر اڑ رہے ہیں یوں تو اب اہل زمین آسماں پر اڑ رہے ہیں یوں تو اب اہل زمین وہ مگر ان ظلمتوں کو دور کر سکتے نہیں مسلم خابیدہ اٹھ ہنگامہ آرا تو بھی ہو ماند سب ہوں مہر بن کر آشکارا تو بھی ہو. So he said, this is what is happening throughout the world, aajkal, and especially in the Muslim Ummah. Also, these evil traits have become very, very common. Zulm o sitam aur shor o shar hai juzwe di. Plenty of noise making about Islam, Islam, Islam. Plenty of conferences, conventions and seminars and everything are held throughout the world on seerah, on this, on that, on Islamic justice and Islamic faith and Islamic practice and life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and so many things. But at the end of the day, when it comes to practice and amal, then sifar, zero. Shor o shar hai juzwe din. Part of deen has become noise making, that's all. Make a lot of noise about Islam, that's all. But in our own lives, there is no shore of Islam. In the person's own life, nothing. Dakhile tehzeeb hai makro fareb. Part of our tehzeeb, our culture now is makro fareb. You just can't seem to place any trust on anyone. That is part of our tehzeeb and culture now. Part of the Muslim's culture is makro fareb. Fraud, cheat, pretense, outwardly projecting piety, and inside the heart nothing but shaitaniyat. Makro fareb. People are getting deceived. People are getting caught up because of outward appearance. People are giving loans and the money doesn't come back. People are giving daughters and after that they go through so much of problems. And people are undertaking other kinds of transactions or placing trust, and so many things are happening. So you see, that has become like as if it is part of our culture now. That if you don't cheat somebody, if you don't take somebody for a ride, if you don't deceive somebody, then you are not a good Muslim. You are only a good Muslim if you do these things. And also bughz, malice, jealousy, hasad, all these type of things. It has just become part of our lives. If you have to look at these people who call themselves civilized, they are flying very, very high in the sky. Some have even reached the moon, and some are reaching Mars, and they are hoping to go higher than that. And all kinds of aeroplanes and are flying in the skies, but they cannot solve the problems on earth. All these problems of ours which are on earth, they can't solve. These darknesses they can't remove. In science and technology they have made great advance, but when it comes to these problems, there's absolutely no solution that they have. Kibro nukhuwat, jahlu ghaflat, hasadu kina, badzani, kizbu bad ehdi, riyao bughzu ghibat dushmani. One poet says, kibro nukhuwat, jahlu ghaflat, hasadu kina, badzani, kizbu bad ehdi, riyao bughzu ghibat dushmani. Kaun si bimari hai ya rab jo nahi mujhme hui, kaun si bimari hai ya rab jo nahi mujhme hui, qafini min kull da'in waqd anni hajati, innali qalban saqiman anta shafin lil alili. O Allah, which of these sicknesses hasn't made a base in my heart? Pride, arrogance, ignorance, indifference, jealousy, malice, lies, breaking of promises, malice, ghibat, hatred and enmity for one's own Muslim brothers and sisters. Which of these sicknesses, O Allah, hasn't come into me? And then he says, O Allah, give me cure from all these ailments and fulfill my needs and desires. I have a spiritually sick heart, and O Allah, you are the one who cures such spiritual diseases. So he says, this is what is happening. Now when a large part of the ummah has these type of problems, large part, we are not talking about individuals here and there, when the majority has these problems, then it is only the fazal of Allah Ta'ala, it is only His ihsan, it is only His kindness, it is only His tolerance that He has still allowed us to survive on the surface of this earth. It is only His tolerance, His kindness. Otherwise we don't deserve surviving. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal. I thought I will go a little further. But in any case, whatever has been said, even that much is sufficient if we want to really make our Islam. That it is a stepping stone. If we all realize that indeed these weaknesses, these shortcomings, these evil traits and qualities, if not all of them, then some of them are indeed in us. And we make up our mind, we make our niyat that we want complete reformation and change. And each and every one of us start taking steps towards that reformation and change. then if not today, tomorrow, inshallah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will change the condition of our hearts. That which we seek, Allah ta'ala will give to us. When a baby cries for milk, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala converts the blood of the mother into milk. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will convert and change these evil qualities that we have. Allah ta'ala will convert that into good qualities. Allah will bring about that change, transformation. It's not difficult for Allah ta'ala. We have seen it in the lives of many people, so we must not lose hope that it cannot come. But we have to cry before Allah ta'ala and we have to take those first steps. I conclude with that example which I gave before also, that if you have to look at the rose flower, it's got a very beautiful fragrance. But the compost which is put there, or the, here of course they have so many different things that are mixed and you don't get that bad smell. But if you have to go to India, Pakistan and other parts of the world, what they use is manure, or they use the droppings of cows and goats and sheep, their feces, they use that. They say that's the best. So such filthy smell you get. But when that same filth goes to the roots of the rose flower, then what happens is after some time it absorbs. Now when you smell the rose, you won't get any smell of that filth that was there in, as manure, as compost, nothing. It'll be fragrant smell of rose. So what it means is that even if our actions are filthy and dirty, but put ourselves at the feet of the rose flowers, those who have got that fragrance of rose in them, go in their company, sit there, listen to them, and then implement in our lives, then after a little while we will find that same rose fragrance coming out of our lives too. There won't be that smell of jealousy and malice and greed and pride and all those things that will disappear, and it will be converted now to that beautiful fragrance of rose. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the haqiqat and the reality.
اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی وہ بھی عجب خوش وقت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah. قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ دل میں میرے یاد اپنی رچا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ
اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ
illallah, 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 illallah.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما اے اللہ ہم گنہگار ہیں اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما او مائی بلافڈ اللہ او مائی رحیم اللہ او مائی کریم اللہ او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ او مائی کائنڈ لونگ کیئرنگ اللہ او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ فورگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس O Allah, you are Haleem. You are so tolerant, O my beloved Allah, that in spite of all our sins, you are giving us so much to eat, to drink, to wear. O Allah, you are showering your ni'mats upon us. O Allah, how Haleem, how tolerant you are, that in spite of our sins, you are giving us eyes to see. O Allah, you have blessed us with hearing, with speech. You have blessed us with our heart, liver and lungs all functioning. Oh my beloved Allah, how tolerant you are. If there had been another Allah, he would have destroyed us by now. Oh Allah, you would have destroyed us by now. We know we do not even deserve being on the surface of this earth. But oh Allah, you are most forgiving. You dearly love forgiveness of sins. You don't like to punish, oh my Allah. You do not like to seize and punish. You dearly love forgiveness. It is something that's beloved to you. Your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has informed us that something that is beloved to you is the forgiveness of sins. You love those who turn towards you. You love those who repent. You love those who express remorse and regret over their sins. You dearly love those who bow down before you with shame and with tadawat. Ay Allah, we are extending our begging bowls. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Each and every one of us knows, oh Allah, what we did during our youthful days, what we did in our school days and college days, what we did in our lifetime, oh my beloved Allah. Each and every minute of our lives is before you. Ya Allah, each and every one of us knows what we went through. Ya Allah, but something that is beloved to you is forgiveness of sins. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of whatever we may have done. We don't want to return to those sins anymore. Ya Allah, therefore we are extending these begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, give us the himmat and courage and strength to give up those sins of our lives. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, we were only fooling ourselves if we thought no one was watching us. Ya Allah, you have observed everything. You have heard everything. You have seen everything. Ya Allah, it is just your kindness, your mercy and forgiveness that you did not seize us there and then. Oh my beloved Allah, now we are seeking forgiveness for all those sins, for ourselves. Forgive our sins, the sins of our parents, wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, the entire ummah is suffering because of our sins. Ay mere pyare khuda, ummah ke upar jo halaat aa rahe hain, mere Allah, tere fazl o karam se usko dur kar de. O Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems that the ummah is facing at large. Ya Allah, we know that the moment we gain forgiveness of our sins, then you will give us victory in every field. Ay mere pyare khuda, hamare gunahon ko maaf kar de. Ya Allah, hamein sehat de. Bless us with life, good long life, with good health. We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Mere pyare khuda, ab bimar hai. Ab jismani bimar hai aur hum ruhani bimar hai. Ya Allah, cure us from all our ailments. Ya Allah, there is effect in dua and there is effect in medication. But oh Allah, the cure of patients lies in your hands. Oh my beloved Allah, we know that sometimes it can be in the form of rahmat and mercy. But oh Allah, even if it is in the form of rahmat, change the mercy of sickness to the mercy of good health. Ay mere pyare khuda, we are extremely weak servants of yours. Do not test us, oh my beloved Allah. Don't test us in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirah. Ya Allah, do not test our iman. Ya Allah, our iman is so weak that we will sell our iman for miserable coins, O Allah. Ay Allah, the governments of the world whom you gave so much of oil, so much of oil. Ya Allah, they could have been dominating. But Ya Allah, in spite of all the wealth that you gave to them, but they have been bartering their iman for few miserable dollars. Where Ya Allah, that is the condition of our iman. Oh my beloved Allah, do not test our iman. Ya Allah, give us hidayat. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Where Ya Allah, dil ki dunya badal de. Ya Allah, ya ghaflat wala dil badal de. Badal de mere maula, badal de. Badal de mere maula, badal de. Ya Allah, how long are we going to walk with hearts filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with jealousy and all kinds of filth? Oh my beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Allah, men can undertake heart transplants. Where Allah, you gave them the intelligence to do the heart transplant. Where Allah, if they can remove a weak and a diseased heart and replace it with a healthy heart, what is it difficult for you, O my Allah, to replace our diseased spiritual hearts with physically healthy hearts? Mere Allah, we have tried, but we fail. Ay Allah, ab to tu tere fazal se badal de. Ay Allah, change the condition of the ummah. Allah, assist and help the mujahideen of Islam. Especially, O my beloved Allah, at present in Iraq, in Palestine, in Kashmir, in Afghanistan, in Chechnya, Bosnia, and other parts of the world. Oh my beloved Allah, change their conditions. Assist and help the mujahideen. Assist and help, oh my beloved Allah, our brothers and sisters. Ay mere pyare khuda, the enemies of Islam have ganged up together. And oh Allah, the munafiqeen have joined them. Ay Allah, the munafiqeen have joined the alliances and coalition. Oh my Allah, Kuwait has provided a base for them. Ay Allah, Qatar is their command headquarters. Ay mere pyare khuda, Turkey gives them the go-ahead to overfly. Ay mere pyare Allah, Saudi Arab just watches. Mere Allah, and all the other countries around, they are nothing but puppets. Ay Allah, Iran, which was shouting down with America, down with America. Ay Allah, cannot even throw one little missile or one little bomb. Mere Allah, then who else is there for us besides you? Mere Allah, our victory lies in no one else but in you, O my Allah. Allah, if you make the decision of victory, then it is victory. And if you make the decision of defeat, then it is defeat. Ay Allah, therefore we are seeking from you the decision of victory. Ay Allah, tu halat ko badal de. Ay Allah, tu wahi Allah hai jo Badr ka Allah tha. You are the same Allah that was in Badr. You are the same Allah that was in Uhud. You are the same Allah that was at the time of Khandaq. Ay Allah, you sent gale force winds against the enemies and you gave victory to the Sahaba-e-Kiram. Ay Allah, aaj bhi tu wahi Badr wala khuda hai. Aaj bhi tu wahi Khandaq wala khuda hai. Aaj bhi tu Fateh Makkah ka khuda hai. Ay Allah, aaj bhi tu wahi Hunain wala Allah hai. Oh my Allah, we have gone weak. You haven't gone weak, oh my beloved Allah. All power and might lies in your hands. Ay Allah, we are seeking from you. We are not seeking from the United Nations. We
are not seeking from the United States. Oh Allah, we are not seeking from any other organization. Oh my beloved Allah, we are seeking your help. Ay mere Allah, tu musalman mujahideen ko quwwat ata farma. Ya Allah, strengthen the mujahideen. Ay Allah, strengthen the mujahideen. Help them with your angels, oh my Allah. Ay Allah, help them and assist them with your angels, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you send the ababil with tiny little pebbles and they destroyed the army of Abraha. Oh my Allah, you can even send those pebbles today. Oh Allah, you can send those ababil today. Oh Allah, you can use the gale force winds against them. Oh Allah, cause the storms to rise against them. Oh my beloved Allah, use the rain against them. Oh Allah, shake the ground beneath their feet. Shake the ground beneath their feet. Allah, cause the planes to crash. Oh Allah, cause the ships to sink. Oh Allah, cause the ships to sink. Oh my beloved Allah, create a division and disunity among their alliances. Divide and disunite them. Make them fight amongst themselves. Let their bombs rain upon their own heads. Ay mere pyare khuda, we have got great hopes in you. Ay mere Allah, agar tu hamara ban gaya, if you become ours, then everything is ours. Allah, assist and help the Iraqi forces. Allah, assist and help the Palestinians. Ay mere pyare khuda, the mujahideen of Afghanistan, the mujahideen of Kashmir. Ay mere Allah, wherever the mujahideen are giving their lives for your cause, where they are fighting for your cause, Allah, assist and help them. Allah sab ko ikhlas ki taufeeq se mala mal farma. Ey mere pyare khuda, ab to teri rahmat ke darwaze khol de. Mere Allah, old, the feeble, the sick, the weak, the little children, mere Allah, their homes are being bombed. Oh Allah, they have to become refugees. Ey mere pyare khuda, missiles are being rained upon the Palestinian children. Ay Allah, helicopters and gunships are used where they have nothing but stones with them. Mere pyare Allah, ab to raham farmale. Don't look at our actions, oh my Allah. Don't look at our actions anymore, oh my Allah. Our actions are nothing but that of the munafiqeen and hypocrites. Oh my Allah, we are all just like those same munafiqs and hypocrites. Mere Allah, we are disobedient to you. Day and night we disobey you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, Kisra tore up the letter of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and you tore up his empire, oh my beloved Allah. Oh my Allah, today we are tearing up the hukams of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam by the dozens every day. Mere Allah, tu hamare hal par raham farma. Ay mere pyare khuda, tu madad aur nusrat farma. Ay Allah, don't look at our actions and deeds. Look at the tears of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which flowed for this ummah. Look at the blood of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which oozed for this ummah. Ay Allah, his shoes became filled with his Mubarak blood. Mere pyare khuda, how must the angels have witnessed that scene? We cannot see blood oozing from the body of our beloved little child. One drop we cannot see. Ay Allah, for the sake of your deen, how much of sacrifices have been made. He stands whole night in prayer. Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's feet swell when he goes into sajda, intestines of animals on his back. Where Allah, rope is put around his neck and he's dragged. Stones are thrown at him and he falls down unconscious in Uhud. Where pyare khuda, we have not shown any appreciation for these sacrifices. Allah, give hidayat to all of us. Allah, especially the Muslim countries. Ya Allah, give them rulers who will implement the laws of Islam. Allah, who will have taqwa in them, who will have piety in them. Allah, who will be your close ones. Ay mere pyare khuda, change the conditions. Allah, even in the Haramain Sharifain, so much of fitnas have entered. Allah, Haramain Sharifain ki hifazat farma. Protect the Haramain Sharifain. Protect Makkatul Mukarramah and Madina Tayyiba from all fitnas, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, protect Masjid-e-Aqsa. Ya Allah, protect all our masajid, our madaris, our darul ulums, our khanqas, and all our dini organizations. Ya Allah, all the Muslim ummah. Allah, humare jaan ki hifazat farma. Maal ki hifazat farma. Aulaad ki hifazat farma. Ay Allah, tijaraton ki hifazat farma. Oh Allah, change the conditions from adversity to that of prosperity. Ay mere Allah, bless us all with long life, with good health, with prosperity, with iman, kamil. O Allah, bless us with yaqeen, bless us with your marifat, bless us with tawakkul in you, bless us with your trust and faith in you. O my Allah, when the time of our departure comes from this world, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, with a bottle of wine in our hands, or in adultery, or fornication, or some filthy magazine. O my beloved Allah, the angel of death does not wait for a person. Ay Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any haram place or action. When the time of our death comes, O Allah, let our departure be with shahadat in Madinah Tayyibah. Ay Allah, let our death be in Madinah Tayyibah, O my beloved Allah. Hame waha shahadat ki maut naseeb farma. Ay Allah, jannatul baqi ke andar dafan naseeb farma. Ay Allah, Rasool Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Especially in Hajjatul Wida, how much he prayed for us. How much he prayed for us. Ya Allah, all the duas that he made on that Mubarak occasion, O Allah, bless us with that goodness. Ay Allah, mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam ne Hajr Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha, Rukne Yabani chu karke jo manga tha, Pataf pe chal karke jo manga tha, Fiza mein rahmat ke niche ro ro ke jo manga tha, Hatib ke andar namaze pad kar jo manga tha, and especially at the multazam, O Allah, how long he attached himself, and he cried, and he cried, and he cried until his ihram became wet with his tears. Oh my Allah, for whom those tears were flowing? Where Allah, and all the duas that he made after drinking zamzam on Safa and Marwa, in Mina, Muzdalifa, Arafat. Allah, in Arafat, how much he cried for us. Bless us all with that goodness that he asked for us. Our wives and children with that goodness, and the entire ummah with that goodness, and from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection. O Allah, protect us and protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Jis line se bhi deen ki khidmat ho rahi hai, qubool farma. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين